I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a Gagillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well-known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Welcome to This Day in History class from HowStuffWorks.com and from the desk of Stuff You Missed in History class. It's the show where we explore the past one day at a time with a quick look at what happened today in history. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Tracy V. Wilson, and it's January 19th. The Nika riots, also called the Nika insurrection, started on this day in 532. This riot started during a chariot race, and of course, chariot races were really popular forms of entertainment in ancient Rome. They were very high stakes and could be deadly. Crashes and other accidents happened all of the time, and a lot of charioteers started out enslaved. They were doing this really dangerous stunt, almost, to try to elevate their status and get out of the position that they were in. Also part of the world of chariot racing were teams with extremely devoted fans. At first, there had been four. They were color-coded: the greens, the blues, the whites, and the reds. But by the time Emperor Justinian came to power in 527, there were only two left in the Byzantine Empire, the greens and the blues. The Hippodrome in the Byzantine capital of Constantinople was home to intense chariot races, even though by that point the sport's popularity had really waned elsewhere. And the rivalry and the tension between the greens and the blues was just enormous. The violence and friction between these two factions probably wasn't just about the chariots. Historians have tried to figure out class and religious divisions among the greens and the blues as well, although some of that is still being figured out. Regardless, though, there was just a lot of violence, including massacres, in this rivalry between the greens and the blues. During the reign of Emperor Justinian, things were really turbulent. His tax advisor kept raising taxes to raise the money to support Justinian's ongoing wars. He was trying to get back territory that he had previously lost. And of course, all these tax increases were really unpopular. Also unpopular was his empress, Theodora. She was from the working class and had been an actress. Often her role as an actress is described as being more like a courtesan, although most of the information we know about her is from people who hated her. So we might want to take some of the things they said with a grain of salt. In addition to the fact that she was from the working class, she also just refused to act like a proper empress. She was supposed to be submissive to her husband, and instead she took a really active role in the empire. And she was also passionately for the blues. This was because her father had been a bear handler affiliated with the Greens. After he died, suddenly her mother went to the Greens for help and they ignored her. It was the Blues who were finally able to find her new husband a job. So Theodora understandably had a lifelong loyalty to the Blues, and having an empress be for the Blues made the Greens really angry. On January 10th, there had been a fight between the Greens and the Blues, and after this fight, seven men were arrested and sentenced to death. Justinian really wanted to clamp down on this violence and make sure there wasn't going to be ongoing rioting among the spectators at these chariot races. But during the execution, the scaffold broke just as the last two men were supposed to be hanged. People in the crowd got these two men away from the execution site and hid them in a church. One of the men was a Green and the other was a Blue. At the next race on January 13th, the crowd kept shouting for the emperor to free these two men on the grounds that God had already spared them by causing the scaffold to break. It was really typical for people to shout out their demands to the emperor during the chariot races. This was really part of what they were for. But Justinian didn't want to back down. So as the races went on, the crowd became more and more vocal and got angrier and angrier, and the emperor just refused to budge. After the 22nd race of the day out of 24, the two factions of the Blues and the Greens gave up their division. They started shouting together, "Long live the merciful Blues and Greens," and then they started shouting "Nika, Nika, Nika" over and over. That basically meant win, 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 or victory, victory, victory. The crowd turned on the emperor and empress fled the hippodrome. And these two factions, now united together, poured out of the hippodrome and started just laying waste to the city, setting buildings on fire, calling for a new tax advisor and a new emperor. This went on for 5 days. The rioters named a new emperor and put him on the emperor's throne at the hippodrome on January 19th. Justinian at this point was prepared to flee Constantinople entirely, but his wife Theodora shamed him into staying, saying, "Purple is the noblest winding sheet." In other words, if you die, at least you would die royalty. There was not really any kind of law enforcement in Constantinople, but at this point, Justinian gathered members of the military who had no allegiance to either the Green or the Blues, sent them to the hippodrome where the Blues and the Greens were gathered, trapped them in there, and massacred almost 30,000 people. The emperor and empress regained control of the city, and they started rebuilding. Some of the buildings that are still landmarks today were built during this time, but chariot racing really started to fall out of favor. Thanks to Casey Pegram and Chandler Mays for their audio work on this show. You can subscribe to This Day in History Class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever else you get podcasts. And you can tune in tomorrow for an infamous inauguration.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, "Somebody's in the house," and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.